Let Nothing Divide Us by Jello Jolteon. Chapter 12. Tis But a Flesh Wound.
Deku! Deku, wake up!
He feels like he's been physically thrown from the dream, back into reality, and it takes a moment for him to reprocess what's happening despite having only been out for what seems like a few minutes.
Are you okay? I hope my slap didn't hurt too much.
Uraraka worries over him, hands gripped around his shoulders. How can she be so close? It might come back!
Uraraka-san? Please, stay away. It's dangerous.
He tries to wiggle from her grip, shooting his focus nervously between her and his offending arm, the fabric of his glove and suit shredded beyond existence. She guides him to a nearby roof so they are no longer suspended in the air.
Shinso-kun's brainwashing seems to have calmed your quirk down.
She focuses all her attention on him, the effect of it like looking into the sun.
Are you feeling all right?
It's only then that he notices the bloody scrapes on her face, ones that weren't there when he saw her jump toward him, and his heart falls into his stomach.
Uraraka-san, you're injured. Oh, what did I do?
She opens her mouth, probably to ease his fretting, but he sees her eyes dart behind him and he hears Monoma's presence loudly announced before he can address the guild over what the tendrils, what Black Whip, has done. They're still in a bout. Right. He forces it to the back of his mind, since there are now so many other things to worry about, and it isn't until the match is over and they reconvene for feedback that he looks at her again, going red over Mina's jabs while Aizawa praises Uraraka's quick thinking. Mina's unhelpful reminder of the way having Uraraka pressed so tightly to him and its marginal effect at easing the pain wars with the picture in his head of her, staring at him in concern with cuts littered across her face. Most of them have been cleaned up now, but the one on her left cheek looked a bit deep.
You aren't gonna go to Recovery Girl to have her heal those?
He asks the next day when he finds her on the couch in the common room, staring at a notebook while she absently pulls off a band-aid from the right side of her face.
Nah, they're all pretty little. Plus, Sero told me it looked like I got into a fight with a lawnmower. And I feel like with that picture in my head, it would be an insult to go to her now.
She giggles a bit at the lawnmower comment, but Izuku, as the lawnmower, is a little bit less enthused. He settles onto the couch next to her.
Look, Uraraka-san, I'm really, really sorry that I hurt you like that. You're one of my best friends, and... Huh?
She puts a hand to his shoulder, startling the voice out of the rest of his apology.
Deku,
she says.
It's okay. I don't fault you for what happened. Honestly, I was more scared for you. I'll take 1,000 more little paper cuts without a second thought if it means keeping you safe.
Her smile is like the sun, and Deku leaves for his dorm, feeling 10 degrees warmer than he had on the way in. The bandages over the coming days disappear from her arms, her face, and the last to go is the worst one on her left cheek that still makes him a bit sick to think about. Though the planet-themed band-aid is gone, the angry little red line still needs more time to heal. A few weeks later, Ochako eyes the thin white stripe of skin on her face, and when she smiles, it wrinkles a little. It's a nice scar, and one she's proud to bear. Izuku doesn't feel the same way, though it takes him several months more to notice. He looks at it and sees Uraraka paying a price for something that was not hers to atone for. Sure, it was small, but would there be more where it came from? Would the scars get bigger? Deeper? Would there be a point at which she could no longer recover from the consequences of his existence? He hopes that's not the price she pays for showing him unending kindness. He vows to learn to control his heart and his quirk, and worries over how many more times she will try to throw herself between him and himself.